Regenerative agriculture holds promise of mitigating climate change and increasing farm profitability.
It's more that we agree upon some goals that we have: improving soil quality, improving biodiversity, improving food access and community outcomes.
That's Adam Davis, head of the Department of Crop Sciences at U of I. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 28th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Plans to bring a new attraction to Peoria's Donovan Park have taken a crucial step forward. Joe Deacon reports.
A private nonprofit group hopes to build a 1,500-seat performing arts pavilion in Donovan Park's southeast corner, and the Peoria Park District is on board with the idea. The Board of Trustees has granted permission to negotiate a lease agreement for 18 acres where the proposed pavilion would be located. Executive Director Emily Cahill says the venue would be a welcome addition.
Anytime we're able to bring new things into our inventory that don't compete with other things but help to augment them, it's really good for our entire community, and certainly we see the project in that light.
The nonprofit, called Pavilion Arts Center Limited, first approached the Park District with the idea a year ago. Cahill says the group will be responsible for all fundraising, development, and operations for the facility.
Once they have raised the dollars to put the project in place, then groundbreaking will begin and they will work through the construction process. I believe that their plan is that it would take up to 18 months.
Cahill says the pavilion will be built to environmentally friendly standards. She says the open-air structure will allow for three-season use, with outdoor seating potentially boosting capacity as high as 2,000.
To have this kind of an amphitheater that is indoor-outdoor, that allows it to be all-weather and really state-of-the-art, is something that was an opportunity that we really couldn't pass up.
Cahill says the district hopes to have a final lease agreement in place by the end of the year. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Two Woodford County residents are the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related deaths. The region's death toll stands at 140, and more than 8,100 people have been infected since the start of the pandemic. Caterpillar's earnings dropped in the third quarter, but still beat Wall Street's expectations, and Governor J.B. Pritzker touts OSF Healthcare's Pandemic Health Worker Program as a COVID-19 success story. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The University of Illinois recently announced a regenerative agriculture initiative to increase collaboration towards shared goals for improving soil health and the financial sustainability of Illinois farms. Tori Dahlhoff brings us more.
Does the term regenerative agriculture sound interesting to you? No? Okay, what about now?
Regenerative agriculture!
And why should regenerative agriculture interest you? Well, because the majority of the land in central Illinois is planted in large-scale monoculture swaths of corn and soy. Interest may be low to the average person because of the, well, monotony of this monoculture system, but agriculture is a very big deal nonetheless. In 2019, Illinois farmers produced over 1.8 billion bushels of corn and 500 million bushels of soybeans. It is clear that large-scale production agriculture yields an abundance of basic calories, most of which go to animal feed and ethanol. But in doing so, the US EPA estimates that the agriculture industry contributes around 10% of humans' greenhouse gas emissions, and that number has risen 10% since 1990. In addition, commodity farming has increasingly thin profit margins, and economists at the University of Illinois estimate that a 1,600-acre farm could see net income as low as negative $25,000 in 2020, continuing a generally downward trend in farm income since 2013. Widespread changes in farming practices could combat the detrimental aspects of this system, but change does not come quick or easy in agriculture, and often not without the leadership of land-grant institutions such as the University of Illinois. So it should not go unnoticed that earlier this month, the University of Illinois announced the launch of their Regenerative Agriculture Initiative. I recently had a conversation with Adam Davis, the head of the Department of Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois, to learn more about what this initiative means for the university and for agriculture stakeholders in our region. Hi, Adam. What's so significant about this new initiative in terms of the role UIUC can play in advancing regenerative agriculture?
It offers an opportunity for us to pitch a big tent and invite various types of stakeholders in. Regenerative agriculture is an outcome-based approach to a sustainable ag. It's more that we agree upon some goals that we have: improving soil quality, improving biodiversity, improving food access and community outcomes. So there's a real diversity of types of players that you need in order to address regenerative ag goals.
So why does all of that matter?
We've aimed very squarely at productivity for decades without always considering net profitability and without always considering human and environmental health. It's increasingly difficult to make a living on this very simplified system of just corn and beans and bare ground for most of the year. We're leaving a lot of sunlight on the table. So diversifying our cropping systems can help economically, but then there's also the very real change in our global environment to meet this challenge of feeding a growing population and addressing climate change. We need to get more living cover on the ground over more of the year.
You know, it seems sometimes conventional farmers are almost demonized in the conversations around sustainable agriculture and therefore alienated from those conversations. How are you guys engaging conventional farmers?
The idea here is to make this a very inclusive activity. These outcomes that we're trying to achieve need to happen soon. Things are changing rapidly for planet Earth, and farming can be a part of the solution since so much of our ground is managed that way and what we do on that ground matters. We've got 26 million acres of ag land in Illinois. If we want to really make these changes across a large portion of that land, we have to include conventional growers. I do firmly believe that we can achieve all of these goals within a regenerative agriculture.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Regenerative agriculture. Regenerative agriculture.
Oh, that's interesting. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.
The University of Illinois is holding a virtual kickoff event on Friday, October 30th, where participants can hear more about the grants that will be made available for collaborative projects that advance the goals of the Regenerative Agriculture Initiative. Learn more at wcbu.org. Before we let you go, tonight at 5:30, J. Draper Glass is hosting a pumpkin glassblowing workshop called Blow Baby Blow Date Night at the studios on Sheridan. This event enforces social distancing and masks are required. Learn more at their website. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.